This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Biographies. Now, as you know, last week we were talking about the one I'm quite excited about, Caitlyn Jenner's biography coming out next year. I always call it a biography because, well, it's kind of an autobiography, but when they don't really write it themselves, I think it's a bit pushing it to call it an autobiography. But this one may top all of the others. There is a very exciting biography / autobiography coming up next year.
Really?
Now, you know about Caitlyn Jenner, that one is going to be freaking dynamite. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
But even more spectacular, it's an Australian biography / autobiography.
Oh, of the same sort of, you know,
level? Look, I think it may be up at the same level of, you know, stardom. Shall I give you a hint of who it's going to be?
Australian born or Australian living or both? Or
very Australian. Can't get more Ockerbogan Australian.
Paul Hogan?
Nope. Shall I give you a hint? Tasmania.
Tasmania?
Mm-hmm. And I don't mean map of.
Thank God for that.
Although, maybe.
No.
I'll help you out here.
Help me out.
The bombshell, the brilliance will be the autobiography / biography of Senator Jackie Lambie. Hang on, I just talked like I was on Top Gear. It's going to be... The memoir titled...
No, no. I've already seen the pile of books being sent to recycling.
Can you see a bargain bin and maybe a bit of landfill?
Within 3 seconds of its release. What the hell is this publisher thinking?
The imaginatively titled book, guess the title...
Jackie Lambie.
Well
alive.
Done. No.
Just Jackie Lambie. That'll be the most fun part of it.
Yeah. And as they described it, it's the story of a very ordinary Australian.
Yes. Ordinary to the point of bland.
It's the story of a single mother who worked hard and wants to make a difference.
Oh, God. Really?
Okay, little old Jackie, as her spokesperson, that's right, she has spokespeople, said when spare time allowed, she's been recording and gathering notes for her fabulous, fabulous memoirs.
Oh.
It will be available next year at all lousy bookshops. And next year at some point, when Jackie's not quite so busy, she'll be able to answer any questions you might have about her upcoming autobiography.
She's going to answer questions about her autobiography before we get to read it.
Well, yeah, you know, she's got to do the pimp sessions for it.
Mm.
Hey, they're going to be printing at least 20 copies. They need to sell those bastards.
Yes. Why don't they just do an e-book and be done with it?
Hey, she doesn't believe in those. They're un-Australian.
What, e-books?
Hang on, I'm turning to bloody... what's her face?
Hanson.
That's it.
She's been on this station once too many times.
Now, look, as you know, this year there have been a few returns to television from the graveyard.
Yeah, what was the big one? Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, which yes. I'm going to say I've never watched, although my darling sister was a huge Gilmore Girls fan.
When I said they were coming back, she looked at me and went, "Yeah."
Mm.
She's grown up a
She
bit,
moves on.
Yeah.
You know, once they're dead to her, they're dead
what
to her.
What else came back this year?
Well, we've had a few movie reboots and all that kind of stuff.
But that's what Gilmore Girls was the old series coming back with the original people in it.
Yes, we've had a few. And there's
there was the...
Full House.
And there was the Will and Grace little election special.
Yes. Well, they're still dropping hints that they're going to come back next year. But there's different levels of hints coming from Will, who was the unfunny main character.
Mm-hmm.
He's dropped the hint that it might... Whereas Karen, who was the funny character in the show, she's dropped more of a hint and said, yeah, it's coming back.
Right. Okay, what about Jack?
I haven't heard from him yet.
Who plays him? I've forgotten now.
Whatever his name is. The other funny one in the show, unlike the other woman who wasn't
just
funny.
Jack.
But anyway, I'm getting distracted from the big news. almost definitely confirmed, coming back in 2017.
Yeah.
Probably in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
One of their most mega shows of its period.
Yeah.
Dawson's Creek. So open up your morning light. I loved this song back in the day. And really? I was ashamed of you, Chris, when you said you did not know this song. Come on, everybody knows it from there.
My God.
So, Dawson's Creek, most likely coming back next year with the full cast. Because, as you know, only the guy who played Pacey, he's pretty much the only one who's done anything since.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Katie, she married Tom. That was a career high.
Oh, that was is that why she was famous?
Yeah. She was a Dawson's Creek chick.
Oh, right.
That was, you know, her career highlights. Dawson Creek and marrying Tom Cruise.
Right.
They were both acting roles.
Well, but getting the son of Tom Cruise.
Daughter.
Daughter. Sorry.
Bad out of daughter. Sorry. Yeah. But it was, she should have won an Oscar role.
What's the name of the guy who plays Pacey?
His name is, what's his name? Josh something or other.
What's he done since?
Oh, he's been on various TV shows.
Mm.
So he has actually done things.
Okay.
And then there's a few other ones. You'd look at him and go, I don't even remember who you were.
Well, what about the main character?
Dawson.
What was his name? It was a weird name, wasn't it?
Vanderbeek. James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, what the hell happened to him?
Not a lot.
Wasn't he supposed to be like famous and amazing and mm-hmm. like going to go on to do huge movies? And
I'm pretty sure he did one show that got axed after a couple of weeks.
Oh.
But the other big person in it is, of course, Michelle Williams. And I don't mean the other chick from Destiny's Child.
The other Michelle Williams.
Yes, the one who was married to Heath Ledger.
Right. Okay.
She's
Hang on. I think we're at a good bit. God, this song's long.
It was emotional and meaningful for those of us who were around then.
Where's the chorus coming?
Oh, eventually it gets there. After the do-do-do's. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now. Don't worry, I can belt this one out in the car.
Somebody should remake that song.
They should, actually. So they're all actually coming back, including Michelle Williams, who, in fact, died in the last episode of Dawson's Creek. They have to work their way around that script problem. But they're all coming back. All of them are back. Every last character has signed on.
So it's
going to
be time split between the before she was dead and after everything had been sorted out and ended otherwise.
Look, this is what script writers are paid for, is to fix these little problems in continuity, okay?
So is that what we've got to look forward to in 2017 television?
Looking forward to the return of Dawson's Creek.
What?
I am. I loved that show. Now all they need to do... I want Melrose Place back. And I don't mean that crappy-ass remake. I want all the originals back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But didn't they all get blown up?
No, she blew up the building, revealed her, you know, scars under her wig, and then life carried on.
Right.
What's her name? Kimberly. Loved her. Anyway, Dawson's Creek next year. Thank you.
News on that remake soon. I click my fingers, things happen. Cam's got his briefs on, we're going to do the news.
I know. The entertainment news. And I don't mean it's entertaining seeing me in briefs, all right? Quite frankly, it's not. Thank you for that. Oh, it's very professional. Now, as you know, Christmas is coming up, and after that, we've got New Year's Eve. And there is always rather lots of events going on all over the place.
Yes.
One of the people who's putting, or is attending an event...
Yes.
Is the Biebs.
The Biebs?
The Biebs.
What you'd expect.
Justin Bieber.
He's 23. He's not going to be sitting at home with a cup of cocoa now, is he, when the clock strikes 12?
No. He'll be token away. Now, how much would you expect to pay to join Justin Bieber at a New Year's Eve function?
He's hocking himself out for the New Year's Eve party, is he?
Make the money? Well, you can make the money, people. Mm. So there's a 10-person, very, very important package. to party with. It's seriously a VVIP package to party, and we do that. Put the inverted commas because I'm guessing you probably just see him across the room somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not allowed to touch or dance, or even
speak to, look at,
have a conversation with.
I probably wouldn't be worth it. To party with Justin Bieber at Miami Beach's Fontainebleau Resort.
Okay.
Fontainebleau.
That's not how the Americans say it.
It is. Now, how much for the 10-person VVIP package would you pay?
So this is for 10 people?
10 people.
Tristan wants to guess.
5 cents only.
Right. You're off.
Yeah, yeah. Tristan, they're not even going to throw things at you for that price.
I reckon 10 people out of... Important.
The Fontainebleau Resort.
Yeah, all right. About 100 grand, 10 grand each?
Yeah, you see, neither of you two are getting in the door.
No?
No. If you want to take 10 people to see Justin Bieber at Miami Beach's Fontainebleau Resort, it will cost you $650,000.
65 grand a pop?
Yep, that's it.
Holy.
And it's probably drinks extra.
Oh, my God.
So if you'd like to book, I'm sure you can contact the Fontainebleau. And in extra news, as you know, Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne been married for a very long time.
Separated.
Very often.
Gone their own way.
No.
What?
They're back.
What? Didn't tell me about this.
I'm sorry. They are back together again.
The last time we spoke about those two, they'd gone their separate ways and they hated each other.
Yeah, we don't speak about them often. Because Ozzy has a problem.
Yes.
He can't keep it in his pants.
Really?
How old
is he?
112.
Oh my.
Sorry, actually, he's probably only about 45, but he looks about 112. He has a problem. He's a sex addict. And he can't help himself.
Is that the latest? Hey,
all the cheaters in America are sex addicts. I've seen the South Park episode. And he has a problem. Mm. And so Sharon has decided to deal with it.
Right. Got the scissors out, did he?
Kind of. Sharon Osbourne has spent $5,000, probably US dollars, on fitting their marital bed with a cheating alarm.
I snorted.
And funnily enough, it is 100% true. She spent $5,000.
What's the point of that?
She fitted their bed with sensors that notify her when it is being used.
Is he so freaking lazy that he doesn't cheat outside of the house?
Apparently,
he dials in for everything.
Sitting there going, oh, Sharon, we need a root.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving on to things that were not gay.
Really?
The late, great Prince.
No, he wasn't. He was very straight.
That's what I said. Mm. But, as you know, reality TV shows are big these days. You've got Mariah's World.
That's not big.
And unfortunately,
apart from big and boring.
Big and buxom. what you would have had if Prince hadn't have passed, unfortunately, was Prince was going to do a reality show based around himself.
But he
and
didn't
his
do
home.
Anything.
It was going to be filmed at his home in Paisley Park.
I mean,
and it was going to be on that internet thing, Netflix.
When he died in an elevator and no one found him until it was too late because he lived alone and boring.
Well, then perhaps they would have been fine if they had had a film crew with him. But anyway, he was signing up to do a show for Netflix around his life. I'm guessing he was probably going to do it like Mariah did and create a tour or something.
And fake it.
Yeah.
Like Mariah's.
She often had to. Look, she was with James, all right? Yeah, of course she had to fake it. But the other unfortunate thing with Prince is there's been a lot of mystery children that have decided to rear their ugly head around the world.
Yeah.
In fact, there have been so many of these mystery children that have been popping up to say, I'm one of his kids, that the estate has actually started charging them all for the DNA tests.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you'd like a DNA test done to prove that you actually have to pay for it yourself.
So how many have done the tests and
how
many have come back?
There's been quite a lot of them, and so far I'm pretty sure there have been very, very few, as in none.
Right. So why would they do that? They're hoping for a false positive.
Mate. Like a false pregnancy.
There's a 1 in billion chance of your DNA test being wrong, or that by luck you have the same DNA as Prince's family.
You totally fluke it.
Yeah.
Well, funnily enough, the latest...
That's going to happen a lot.
I know. Well, it might. But the latest claimant has come from New Zealand.
New Zealand?
New Zealand, yes. A lovely person over in New Zealand. What is it? Max Stacey McCormick has popped up and said, I am Prince's long-lost love child. Now, Mr. McCormick from Invercargill submitted evidence of his claim to be Prince's son. As they described it, it was a photo and it was of a person who had a mild physical resemblance to Prince, but did not appear to be him. Then the people actually said, we must admit we're somewhat sceptical of his claim, given our understanding that Prince was completing high school in Minnesota in 1976, as opposed to living in New Zealand for several months. We shall await the DNA tests.
With bated breath, but don't hold it too hard.
No. Now, if I'm heading on from Nothing's Real, sadly, sadly, I do have to give you some really sad, bad news.
Oh.
Now, as you know, I'm a big fan of Gwyneth Paltrow. And she's heading to Broadway.
Hang on, do you want to say that again?
I'm a big fan of Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, that's how it usually is when anybody says that. She's heading to Broadway.
Broadway?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's about to commit some sort of butchery by putting on a musical. It doesn't get as bad as you're thinking. She's not singing in the musical. But she's going to be putting on a musical called...
She did that duet with Huey Lewis once.
I know. Wasn't that an abomination? But she's going to be producing a musical. So it just sounds... It's going to be so good with her in charge of it.
Well,
it should be so accessible to the people. But it's based on the 80s girl group, The Go-Go's.
Oh. With
What's her face? Whose name has escaped me right now. If anybody would...
Belinda Carlisle.
That's it. What's her face? So it should be, like, brilliant. I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow will do a phenomenal job of putting on that musical, and I'm sure it will be open for more than a week.
Maybe she just thinks she's, a little bit She-Bop, True Colours, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, because I've always thought Gwyneth Paltrow is right up there with the singer-songwriters like, I don't know, Cyndi Lauper and the Go-Go's.
No.
I'm not waiting for it and I'm not caring.
Right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Gwyn. Bye-bye. Christmas miracles.
Christmas miracles.
I never used to believe in them, but this year, I'm going to say it, we've had three separate but slightly linked Christmas miracles.
Three. You've been keeping count.
I have. First Christmas miracle. I'm going to tell you about the first one, and then a little bit later, I'll tell you some of the others.
Yeah.
Our first Christmas miracle was this year. Chris.
What?
Chris.
What, me? You, me.
You, I've become a Christmas miracle, Chris.
I'm a Christmas miracle.
This year.
Well, my name is Chris. That makes me a miracle just in itself, but.
Yep. This year. Chris transformed miraculously from Scrooge into a Christmas lover.
A Christmas lover?
A Christmas lover.
I wouldn't mind a Christmas lover.
Yep, you're not getting one. Anyway.
You were asking me what I wanted.
Nope, and it wasn't an offer either. Chris normally is a very much a bar humbug person.
Every year
he's been, bar humbug,
Have you noticed that wherever... presenters are doing as they're told and sticking to their playlist. No Christmas songs. What joy.
Till next week. Yeah. But the Christmas miracle was this year. Chris just decided we were going to become one of those families.
I think and we are one of those families.
We were going to become one of those families, and we were going to put Christmas lights outside for the public to see.
I know, but we don't own a house.
No. We're on a second floor balcony.
Yes.
Which is good because then people can't touch them.
True.
And, those kids who get around and, spray paint things can't touch ours because they're too high.
No.
So we have now got.
Yes.
From Mr. Bar Humbug.
I know.
He set up our thing. There is now our balcony is surrounded by icicles.
It is. It looks lovely.
I know.
It's very pretty.
Our door is festooned with colour for the outside wind.
The outside balcony door.
We have Santa and four reindeers on the balcony.
All flying across the balcony.
I know, and their little legs move.
I know.
In light version only, no physical movement.
I was going to do this, like a couple of lights here and there. If we were going to do lights, we were going to make it impressive.
It is. I love it.
The Joy sponsor who does this stuff, they're very pleased with our consumerism of Christmas this year.
For the first time ever. So if you are travelling on the Hurstbridge or the South Morang lines,
you
stop at Clifton Hill Station, have a look across to the non-Hoddle Street side and you will see.
You'll see our house because...
Chris and Cam in Christmas
that's
time.
Right. Our street is so dark and nobody else in the street has done lights. Our balcony stands out like a plane beacon.
Yep. Comes on at 8:45 every night and it switches off at 12.
I know. Even we've got timers and we've got leads and boxes to protect electricity from water and oh my God.
So all I can say is thank you, Chris. I love my Christmas. I love it.
It's all right. You're not getting anything else.
Okay. Now, funnily enough, we did say the first Christmas miracle was Chris became a Christmas lover instead of Scrooge McScrooge Scrooge. And we're talking about our Christmas lights.
My love is not just for Christmas. It's for all year round.
Yes. But funnily enough, Tristan also piped up and said that he has Christmasified his house.
What have you done, Tristan?
Well, we've put Christmas lights on the lawn.
Yeah.
And we've got Christmas lights, you know, coming from the... the gutters down to the lawn as well.
What, like so strung like a tent?
Yes.
It's like the Griswolds family Christmas.
And we've got like a Santa blow up.
How do you reckon you compare between all the other houses in the street?
Funny enough, our next door neighbours tried to compete with us.
Mm. I learned do not compete with the gays on Christmas.
And you won?
I think so. I think we've got a lot more lights than they have.
See? It's a numbers game.
Well done to Tristan and Chris for lighting the house.
Well done. I'm impressed. Of course, they do come second to us.
Now, we've got some other Christmas miracles in your list, apparently.
Christmas miracles 2 and 3.
Go for it.
Funnily enough, it's also included in the Rosie Dog update for today. The lovely Rosie, our 65-kilo tiny little baby.
If you follow us on Facebook, you'll have got the latest updates on what we thought was going to be another disaster for Rosie.
Yes, our little St. Bernard. Now, she suffers from Addison's disease, which makes all sorts of other problems for her. But also 6 months ago, she did a cruciate on one of her back legs. And so she had to have a knee reconstruction.
She did.
And we thought that was all fine and she'd recovered fine.
She had a model recovery. We're 6 months since she had the operation.
And then...
just this week.
Tuesday night, was it? Was it Tuesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. The cooler night. Mm. We went to the park across the road from our house just to stroll across. But she was miles behind us. And then she decided to do a quick run to catch up, which is very unlike her. She's not what you call active. And when she got to us, Chris heard it. There was a clicking sound coming from her reconstructed knee.
And I'm going, no!
Yeah, we kind of thought, oh, God, you know, here's time for another problem for poor little Rosie, whose entire life has been a problem, I think, is what you'd have to say for her. She hasn't had the best luck. So, unfortunately, we took her to her normal vet yesterday, who gave us some painkillers just to keep her, you know...
Going.
And she said... go and see the surgeon vet and get them to have a look at her. And we thought, he said, you probably need x-rays and, well, you might need another surgery done. It's always like, well, thanks for that.
Yeah, great.
So we took her to the surgeon today to have a look. And this was where we got our second Christmas miracle.
Yes.
He said she doesn't need surgery.
No.
He said, keep her quiet and it should be fine.
It's probably some... ligament type, you know,
bit of strain,
but you know, hopefully keep her on light duties
and she'll be happy
and she'll be fine.
And so that was the good, so that we were in there, I was in there with him probably for about, I reckon, 45 minutes as he was prodding her and pulling her and poking her and all that kind of stuff. And so of course then that we finished and he said, all good, keep it quiet, see you in 4 weeks or so just to make sure. And then the next Christmas miracle occurred. What? I know. The what? Third Christmas miracle. After being in with a vet for 45 minutes, yes. I was expecting my credit card to melt.
They gave you a box of chocolates.
No, even better.
Even better than chocolate?
They didn't charge us.
What?
I know. It is a Christmas miracle. I saw a vet and I did not pay a fortune.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like I said, bona fide Christmas miracle.
Oh, I love it. I love these Christmas miracles.
I know. I'm out of them now, but I thank you. All I can say is...
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, the Christmas giver, whoever yes. you are.
Now, moving on to things that you thought you'd heard enough of. Jeffrey Edelston.
Oh, my God.
He's back in the news again. You and it's just a bit... It's in the, you know when you see someone in the news, you think, oh, that's just a bit sad. Jeffrey,
I've been thinking that for a while about with Jeffrey Edelston. Probably since about the time he lost ownership of the Swans, and that was
way back with whatever his wife's name was back then. I can't remember her. Yeah, he's had some issues. Now, last month, his girlfriend, American Playboy model Ashley Kirk.
I love the way you put your fingers in the air and do the inverted commas
that's for you,
on
Chris,
radio.
It's not for everybody else.
Girlfriend.
Well, she put out a statement denying that she was his girlfriend.
Right.
As she said, I'm not going to lie and tell people I'm dating a guy in his 70s.
I'm just going to tell people that I take his money and do
it. No.
Oh, she's not seen him at all?
Not at all.
Oh, so he just claimed her.
Apparently, yes.
Oh.
And then...
Media claimed her. Is that what you'd call it?
Well, whatever. Just sort of put it out into the world. But then on Thursday, the papers were full of news that Jeffrey Edelston was dating, used to be somebody, what was her name? Susie from the block.
Oh, God.
Like
the parking,
last year's block?
The one who was a parking meter.
The meter maid.
Then had three kids and then had a blow up because she actually wasn't very good on the block.
And then she had a breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
And then she came back, and then she had a manager who fired her.
That's
and then
right.
she was developing her new single.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Didn't come across my desk.
No, it hasn't. It's still in workshop. And then her and Jeffrey were photographed together, and Jeffrey said, I am so in love with Susie, we're going out, you know, kind of thing. And then for the second time in 2 months, a woman has popped up and said, No, Jeffrey.
No.
As she said, I think he'd had too much to drink. Maybe he thought I was someone else. You know, there is some forgetfulness. She called him senile.
Oh.
Poor Jeffrey. But I thought it would have been a great pairing. They probably could have done, maybe made music together. Because I kind of get the impression now that Jeffrey Edelston is the new Kurt Van Houten.
I've got something I'd like to say.
Go
would you
for
guys
it,
do
Edelston.
A favor for a guy in love?
Sure.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
Hi, everybody. Hi. And hit it.
Can't you just imagine Jeffrey doing this to Susie? Standing there in his bright yellow suit.
Can I borrow a feeling?
Oh, I'd love to.
Could you lend me a jar of love? Hurting hearts need some healing.
You can just see Jeffrey doing this,
Take
can't
my
you?
Take hand with your glove of love.
Oh. And then it just keeps going.
How about it, Luann?
Susie?
Will you marry me again?
Ooh, no.
There you go.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
Now, just in case you've been living under a rock, I do have to break the news to you that Donald Trump won the American presidential election. He's not the president yet.
No,
he has to wait till next year.
That's right.
But he is the president-elect Trumpster.
He is, and he will be forever known as Mr. President.
Yes, because you don't lose the title.
No.
You keep it until you're dead, and then you keep it forever after
that.
No,
at the end of the day, if that's all he walks away with, he'll be quite happy, I reckon.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm
yes,
sure
President
there will
Trump.
Be plenty...
No, President Trump. Just call me President.
How much of that billion dropped into my children's bank account? But the big event that's coming up first for him is the inauguration.
Well,
now,
yes.
That's
generally
always,
how it starts.
But it's the event of the inauguration. You know, like Obama, he had all sorts of celebrities there. He had like Beyonce and all sorts of people doing it for him. Whereas Trump, he's finding it difficult to book an act. They've even said that they really? May have to pay somebody, which has never been done.
Oh, don't they pay them?
No, no. These big names come along and do it because they want to. Oh,
for the cred, for the support.
Well, because they usually support whoever's right. becoming the president.
Okay.
As happened with Barack Obama on both
sides. Surely there's a pop star somewhere who's supporting Trump.
It's proving very, very, very difficult. So far, it looks like they might be able to get Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli in.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll probably pay him.
Yeah.
Kanye West is also rumoured to be in the list.
Yes.
But no, they've got the big signing. They have announced the main act for Donald Trump's presidential inauguration.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. It is Jackie Evancho. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Well, she's actually a 16-year-old who finished second on America's Got Talent in 2010.
Whoa.
Like I said, they have brought out the big guns
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
Now, she apparently was quite pleased that she'd been booked.
As she would.
Nobody else knew who she was.
Doesn't matter. She's going to get paid.
That's right. And she may even get to meet Donald Trump in person, the lucky little devil.
Ooh, I'd be wearing steel trousers.
Steel fronted, yes. Because we know what he does, yes. Don't we? So anyway, so that's the big news is he managed to book a runner-up from the 2010 series of America's Got Talent.
Excellent.
Because he is so in with Hollywood.
Yeah. Now we've got some good news.
Good news, not concerning Rosie. No, it's actually two pieces of good news. Well, they're good news from Israel.
Israel?
I know, Israel.
It's nice to have good news from Israel.
First part of good news, it's one of those ones you sort of start with a, what? Because you're not really sure that this, you never realised this was even a thing that they had to change to make it good news. Earlier this week, the Israeli Ministry of Health said it would drop the rules covering the burial of people who had died who have HIV. They actually had rules.
Oh, okay.
People who died who were HIV positive, or obviously in the olden days, if they've died from an AIDS-related illness, they had to be tagged, segregated, and covered in concrete when they were buried.
Excuse me?
I read this and I thought, what the hell? So they've done the right thing now and got rid of that rule.
Oh, good.
So if you die with HIV in Israel, you are now allowed to be regular buried.
Oh, good.
Or, you know, it popped in however they do it over there.
Excellent.
That was one of those ones I looked at, what? But anyway... The other good
news. I am pleased about
that. Yeah, there is other good news from Israel. Now, remember, Israel is a country which does not have civil marriage. They only have religious marriage.
Right.
So all marriages are done by the church as such.
Right.
But people now who have same-sex marriages in a country where those marriages are legal,
yes,
they will now be recognised
in
Israel.
Foreign country marriage recognition.
Yes. So
that's the bit that started it all to go to shit here.
I know.
Scared the living bejesus out of Howard, and so, he went, no.
Yep. So now Israel, a country which doesn't even have civil marriage, is actually having recognition of foreign civil same-sex marriages, obviously as opposite-sex marriages as well. You know, they don't discriminate. And that was all brought about by a lawsuit filed in the High Court over there by the Gay Fathers Association.
Oh, okay.
So well done to Israel for two things, for recognising international marriages and for stopping that ridiculous rule of burying people in concrete if they had HIV.
Yes, well done. Do they deserve a clap for that?
Probably for... Well, actually, yes, they do deserve a clap for both of those things, but they really shouldn't get a clap at all, even having that other rule.
No. Weird.
I've never heard of that ever. It's just so weird. Now, as you know, Mariah's World is currently wowing the world on the E! Entertainment Network.
God, do I know. You keep making me watch it.
I actually quite like it.
Why? Why
it's so bad? And she is so crazy. And the people around her are so crazy.
She surrounds herself with
crazy people.
Yeah.
She's released her diet tips now as well.
Oh, diet tips.
Yeah, yeah. It's known as the bleak diet.
What?
Because it's pretty bleak. All you do is eat salmon and capers all day, every day.
Salmon and capers.
Mm.
Oh, that's
and
caper.
You could just imagine her lying back there in some sort of stripper outfit, eating that and then saying, excuse me, while she wanders off to tuck the kids in while in the bodice. Which is actually what she did on the show this week.
She did.
She was lying there. It looked like a pair of undies.
Yes.
But, you know.
Well, everything she wears.
Sexy undies. Yeah. Did and she then the kids were in the background. And she just said, oh, Scott, I got to go attack the man.
Did she say she had to cook the salmon or not?
Oh, I don't think she cooks it. She has people.
That woman hasn't cooked in years.
No.
Trust me. No.
No. She hasn't done anything in years.
No. That woman never actually, apart from when she's on stage, she never actually stands up. She's always reclined in some fashion or form.
On bizarre. A couch. It's yes. always a couch. Yes. And she's always got the girls basically out.
Oh, yeah.
Just enough coverage for nipple cover.
Mm-hmm. But well, it's American television.
Yeah, yeah. Apart from that, she's out there. And then she likes to pop in and see the kids all the time like that.
The girls go in and see the kids. Yeah. Time for us to get out of here. We'll be back next Friday, which will be Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve, that's right.
That's right. Next Friday, 4 o'clock, right through till 7. Till next time, I've been Chris.
I'm Tristan.
I've been Cam.
We'll catch you on the really floor. Camp, ridiculous dance floor.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.